Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Ask God to give you wisdom and understanding. Ask God to give you wisdom,
amen,
and understanding as you listen to the word this afternoon. Pray for yourself. Close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes and pray for yourself. Mandorobo shiri andelebe libo shatalaba mandelebe kimando laba kabro shiri ande makura bandaya rakoshike belebe. Baba, we are in your presence. Let it rain, your rain, let it fall on me. Close your eyes and sing the song.
In your presence,
oh,
let it rain, your rain, let it fall on me.
Oh,
open the floodgates.
Are you singing or you are just looking at us? Because you are ready to fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance. Because you are ready
to fall on me.
Baba. In the name of Jesus, Cable Siri and Nelebe. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Malaba Sokaba. Nelebe Siri and Nelebe. Nekandorobo Siri. Kebolobo Sike Nelebe. Rabandorobo Sikabaya. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat. Everybody sit down. For 10 minutes. Tell your neighbor for 10 minutes. Some people are already asleep at the other side for 10 minutes. If anybody is outside, they should come. Who comes to church with water? Who does this? It's not right. You go to school with water in the class and you pour it on the floor, then people will be stepping. Is that what you do? And you want to get beloved? Huh? It is a shock. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The title of my preaching is entitled, How to Be a Darling Child. Yeah. The people are not clapping at even the people at this time, they are still not clapping. If you know you have come for the conference, this is it. So please come and sit down. Those people in reflectors, you look like policemen who are looking for one CD. Can I sit down here? We have, if there's an empty chair in front of you, please show by hand. These people, is it that they are dead? They are bringing what? Everybody, I don't like the movement. Before five, we'll leave here. How to be a darling Commodore? How are you? Yeah. A darling, I don't know if you want to be a darling child. You see, it should be your aim. I started preaching. It should be your aim that your parents should like you. Now, if you are here and your parents don't like you, 86% of your life is gone. I say, how many percent? 86% is gone. But by the time we are finished, your parents will like you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In this area, I say, your parents will like you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
pour the water after I go and bring this thing. Can oh, but the JJ men of you know, Atasha. He's a small boy, says he. As the small boy is bringing the thing in, you won't tell him that we don't do this here. Everybody doing waiting man, no see before. Iron self, man, they chew. Super glue self, man, they drink. Hey, you come and sit down. You have done yourself like a tax collector. Well, if I sit down, you are the reason I'm saying you're the Bible. I finished the preaching. I want absolute silence. Sit down. If you can't get anywhere, come and sit on the floor here. I've come to announce to you, sit down, that even though you are 8 in the family, your parents have favorites. Yes, this is what you will not understand at this age. That you are 4, Kwesi, Kwame, Amma, and Abena. But your parents have favorites. It's just unfortunate I'm telling you this. And no parent will tell you this. But I'll tell you. You understand? Now, it should be one of your aims. I'm about to close. That, madam, sit down. Those of you that you like standing up, that's why I don't do well in mass. If they are teaching fraction and mixed fraction, then you are going to weep. Before you come, they've changed the mixed fraction to improper fraction. So you don't understand. You think I didn't go to school. Me, I'm a mass teacher. Say, I taught you mass.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's a pastor, but I taught him. What other subject did I teach you?
French, Ghan, ICT, RME, Social Studies, English, DDT, and sometimes Spanish.
Yes. You think I don't know this, eh? I know this. Sit down. I'm a good teacher.
Oh, yes.
What a teacher. BEC, did you get single digit or double digit?
Single digit.
Yeah. Go for pastor. I'm a teacher. Now, it should be your aim quickly before I close. That, sit down. Hey, the movement is too much. Anybody who is entering now should pay gate fee, 50 CDs. Anybody entry, 50 CDs. No, this girl, let her come. She can't pay. Let her come. This one, she has gone back. That you become a favorite. Look, there is a way. There is a way. Look, all these places are come see. One man, one seat, one district, one factory here, one church, one member. Yeah, one fish, one sea, one mosquito coil. And so, hey. If you come and there's empty seat, or you sit down. Hey, Wafa, come and sit here. Come and sit here. I've dressed like some Wulomo. Do you know Wulomo? Asafuache. Hey, you have Asafuache. Asafuache is not you, it's not you. It should be your aim that your parents will like you, that you should be a darling child. That wherever, when anytime your parents go out, they should be thinking of you. You realize that anytime your parents go for funerals or weddings and they are coming, they come with takeaway. There's a particular name they call that the person should come for the takeaway. Because oh boom, or yeshiam, if your parents are talking to you, frown your face. And so you don't end up becoming a favorite. When you ask your mother for money to buy manset, she frowns her face. As for your father, if he gets car, he will slap you. Why does all these things come about? You see, because you lack the opportunity to know how to position yourself well for your parents to like you. Look, you can like anybody at all. Come and take the thing from this, but I don't trust him. And these pictures he's taking, I don't trust him. One day somebody made somebody to come and take pictures at his wedding. At the end of the day, they couldn't find one picture. Light was coming, but the picture was stone cutting. So this boy, I don't trust this thing that I don't try. Before you see, who's the end of the pictures? I was saying something. Yes. That, look, somebody can like you. I have a friend. He's a gun boy. Me and him, friend, here. And yeah, Bob Bra. Then one day he told me that he's traveling to India. Do you know India? India is around Swedro. So I'm joking. He traveled to India. Do you see? So we were there. Now, about 2 months ago, he sent me a message that he's about to marry. So I asked him, like, whether there's a Ghana girl there. And he said no. But he has fallen in love with an Indian girl. Look, if you see the girl, the eyes, you see India, it's like the eyes have closed. Yeah. But he said that is the girl that he likes. So I told him that if he were in Ghana, he would have fallen in love with a Ghana girl. But because he found himself in India, because if I were in India, I would have married an Indian girl. Oh, brah. I see you traveling to America one of these days. Leave these people their eyes blocked. I see you traveling to Germany one of these days. You travel and go and come. Even when you think I'm joking, I had a church member. He used to play my drums for me. One day he told me he wanted to go to America. I prayed for him. He had visa. Recently, he sent me dollars. Just Saturday, Friday, I was in church. Then he sent me that he is now in the American army. Wow. Yeah. So and I have church members at America. You have some talk. You don't even know Kwashima. But your story is changing in Jesus' name. Now, how do you become a darling son or a darling? Joel, sit down. Since you became my little bride, you have become proud. Christian has been proposing to you. Hey! Come here. You are using the opportunity conference to. Come, I'm calling you. Joel, come. Christian, you need to come. Don't disrespect me. I say, come. Or I'll sack you from the conference. Come. Christian, come. Why do you not propose? Or the girl say, you not agree. Christian, come here. Hey. You marry again. Joe, are you ready to marry? You are not ready. Come and marry the girl, you are crying. Ephesians chapter 6. You know where I'm going, that's where I'll go. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. This one is not fancy. In case you tell me you don't understand fancy, if I see you talking, I'll slap you, get malaria. Children, come on. This is an instruction to children. Look, boss, sit down. Hey, sit down. The Bible is not missing words. When the Bible says children, the Bible is not talking about adults. But it said children. Go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 18. I'll show you something there. I will show you that when the Bible says children, the Bible means what it's saying. Who is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 18? I want King James. King James. Yes. Let me read. Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 said, wives. Everybody say wives. Wives. Submit yourselves to your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Verse 19. Husbands, you see, so wives is for wives. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Christian, do you understand this one? Yes.
Then verse 20 says children. So for Bible to talk about wives, to talk about husbands, to talk about children, to talk about fathers in verse 21, then he also wrote to in 22 to servants. Do you understand? So the Bible is not missing words when it says that children, obey your parents in the Lord. Maybe this scripture, I don't understand it. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Anna, the second part says what? Verse 2. Thy father and mother. Look, there are two things to do so that you become a favorite. I don't know if you want to know those two things. You see, for Bible to tell you to do something, it means that that thing is very difficult. But from today, it will never be difficult for you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Look, I'm giving you an opportunity with a key. With a key. You see, when you... Look, I can say that your parents are not broke. When you ask for money, they have it. But they just don't want to give it to you because of your character. Yes, your parents, they have money. I can show you where your father keeps his money. I can show you. I know where your father keeps the money. I can show you. If you go there, you see the money there, right? I can see in the spirit. Ash. Jeez. I know where your father keeps the money. Jesus. Kaso talabalaba. Sia. Your father is Mr. Frimpong.
Yes.
Kaso Talaba. Prophecy. 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 Before you enter your father's room, there's a door.
Yes.
Kalabusha Talaba. Clap, 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 clap. Clap for the prophecy. Siriando Rubushata. Should I prophesy? Shall I prophesy? I'm about to show you where the money is. When you enter your parents' room, there's a bed. On the bed, there are pillows.
Yes.
Shall I continue or I shouldn't continue? I should continue. I see something. Your house, there's kitchen.
Yes.
Sit down. If I say where the man is, I'm brothers will follow you to the house. There are two things. Everybody say two things. Everybody say two things. Two things to do for your parents to like you. Number one, Bible says, children, obey your parents. Obey your parents. Look, to obey your parents is difficult, but it's easy. Sitting, is that your friend? Is he your friend? Number one, obey your parents. Many of you sitting down here, you don't obey your parents. You are very, very disobedient at home. Yes. Very disobedient. That is why your mother will find it very difficult to remove 20 Ghana and buy you t-shirts. Yes, that's the extent of your disobedience. You remember the last time they were going for excursion, you couldn't go. Yeah, because your mother said she won't pay. And sometimes some of your fathers and they're giving the money to your mother, so but because of your they won't pay for you. Look, if you can learn to obey your parents, your life will be better. They will like, is it to obey your, you look, don't argue with your mother. Your mother says, carry this chair and put it here. Carry it and come and put it here. This is obedience. Obedience is doing what one is asked to do without complaining. And some of you can complain. If your parents send you, you want them to give you reasons why they've asked you to do that thing. At a very young age, you are looking for reasons. Hallelujah. What's the first point? What's the first point? What's the first point? Now, to those of you sitting down here who are firstborns, you see how serious it is when your little sister disobeys you. Your mother has gone to funeral at Suhum. Then they left you. Then you told your sister that she should wash the dishes. And she said she will not wash. Then your eyes become red. You see, then yourself has come, because you ask somebody to wash ubu, and the person say will not wash, and your chest have grown hair. Ubuefu. But you can disobey your mother. You can disobey your mother. From today, this nonsense is stopping in Jesus' name. Yeah. You want your mother to like you. Look, if your mother likes you, it's better. Your life will be easier. Parents want their children to obey them. This is what you have to understand. They want you to obey them, and you have to obey them. As long as you remain a child, you have to obey them. You see, because if you don't obey your parents, then you will turn out to become a fetish priest. Yes. I see you obeying your parents in Jesus' name. Yeah. You see, but you have to make a conscious effort. Look, just try it for 1 week. You will see the changes in your life. Anything you ask, you will get it. Anything you ask. Some of you, even if you are asking for pencil, they can't buy it for you. Yeah. That's what I said. Hey, me, I'm wondering whether my mother is my mother. She's your mother. But who do you think is your mother? It's your mother. Yeah, I don't think my mother is a mother. I feel that she found me on the baller. She didn't find you on the baller. You are the one. You are the firstborn. And it's because of your foolishness. You saw what we read yesterday. That foolishness. You see, what I'm doing is I'm reducing the foolishness. I'm removing some of the foolishness from your heart. You see, and sometimes your disobedience comes alive when you are going to bath and you see that some small hair has come here. Hey! Philomena Kiting Gag Ebiwaha Ebiwaha Ebiwaha. Hey! Then the Yoyi and the Alasa have started coming. Then you tell your parents that right now you are grown. Then yes, then you start wearing brassiere. But even the brassiere, your breast cannot fit, so you add cushy and things. Then the bottles have come. To whom does it belong to? Hey! And you think you have grown. Charlie, we'll close right now. I'm not feeling comfortable as I'm preaching. This is where people start to tell you that you are beautiful beyond description. The boy has come to tell you that anytime he sees you, he forgets his mother's name. And the boy will tell you that, take my heart and I'll use car battery. Hey! Foolish boys and girls. I'm about to close. So you see, when you hear things like this, you don't you don't obey your parents. You see, it hurts. Yeah, you can arrange, let it go. Some people can even sit in my office. Close by me. They'll be watching Opportunity TV. Everything is opportunity, so look, it hurts your parents when they discover that you don't obey them. It hurts them. They become bitter towards you, especially if you are a last born and you are displaying that level of gross disrespect and foolishness. No, I went to school. I'm not a mechanic. Those of you who think that your pastors didn't go to school, you are a fool. We went to school. You think we fail our exams and they've asked us to come and pastor you? You have brains, so I'm a medical nutritionist. You think I do choba? As I'm standing here, I'm a senior lecturer. foolish boys and girls, it is expected of you, I'm about to close, to obey them. I'm saying that the more obedient you are to your parents, the easier your life becomes. If you can understand this, your life is better. Yeah. If you can obey them. Are you Kezia or you are Kezia? Huh. Kezia, if you can, you see, it is very painful when they come. Very painful if this girl is my daughter and I've sent her and she tells me she will not go. You see, but that's what you do at home. Are you a firstborn? Secondborn? Yeah. And she knows. Why won't she know? If there's somebody after you, then you know that. Before your eyes tear, there's somebody after you, then you know that you are not the first. Then I've seen this girl that go and buy me charcoal. Then she's telling me whether she's a charcoal buyer. If you are the mother, would you be hurt that you have seen to your daughter say she will not go? Yeah, like you are my son, you stop school. You will do mate. Sister, sit down, okay. You are not, when your parents send you, you will go in Jesus' name. Yeah. Obey your parents. Obey your parents. It is better or it is different from obeying your class teacher. Look, I always say that. Look, you can disrespect the house girl. It's not a problem. If you disrespect the house girl, you can eat. If the house girl, send, you can do, I'll go, and run away. But you eat. You eat and drink juice. Orange. Serious. But when your mother send you and you don't go, your sleeping place can change. You can easily not sleep in the house that day. May we learn to obey our parents. May the spirit of obedience enter us in Jesus' name. Yes. You see, because in this era, one of the things I keep hearing, mi ba no mbuade, and I think, Pastor Ishmael, it happens at your place, mi ba no mbuade. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, open. Mi ba no mbuade. Why will a parent have to complain that mi ba no mbuade? Who is there? Ephesians 2:2. Yeah, I'm preaching good. That's why I'm a good preacher. I don't need encouragement at all. I'm a good preacher. People have tablets, but they can't open to Ephesians. People with book. I see you with an iPad in Jesus' name. Hey, the people here, they don't receive me. As I see you with an iPad in Jesus' name. Yeah. Next year, before you come here, you'll be holding an iPhone. Ephesians 2, 2 is there. Yes. Ephesians chapter 2 verse He says, wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Disobedience is a spirit. It's a bad spirit. It's an evil spirit. And it works in you. It makes some of you disobey, but I don't know why you disobey. Your mother saying that you throw your hands in the air. It's a spirit that makes you do that. And right now, that spirit is leaving you in Jesus' name. Yeah. It's an evil spirit. You see, don't be proud that Yeah, you see, it is not you, but it is the spirit of disobedience that is manifesting in your life. You disobey and you have carried it to school. You have carried it. So the school, everybody know that who the can't answer because you have even brought it to the church. When your pastor saying you don't go. Yes. The spirit of disobedience. It will make your mother's heart or your father's heart drift away from you. Hey, your father has sent you. Oh, you're on your way, crap. Oh, daddy. You said you're going to buy pure water. When I went, they say cool ice. It's not there. But I bought ice cool. Your father will be happy with you. Oh, as I told Regina Cotton is over. Oh, member, I also had a member. After I'm called Jerry. Your father said, go and buy him water. After I will call Jerry. Do you think your father will be happy with you? Do you think if you come and say that you are looking for man, they will give you?
No. Not at all.
Yeah. The people who receive things from their parents are those who are obedient. May we learn to be obedient.
Amen.
May the spirit of obedience enter us.
Amen.
The people say amen. They are the people when they leave here, they are going to be obedient.
Amen.
Yes. They'll be obedient. Oh, boom. Oh, boom. Some of you, when I look at your face, if it's not because of church life, by this time you are a drunkard already. Clap for your pastor. Your pastor, they've tried. Clap for your pastor, they've tried. Your pastor, they've tried. They've tried that you are a member in their church. Oh my idea. Because here, you see, when you do that, then your parents believe that when you come to church, we teach you how to disobey. That's what you hear. Like, hey, make a me name the outchera me bano. Sorry, who named the outchera Obano? One day, I was in Tamale. Then one parent said that she wants to see me, and I said, "Well, no problem." He said, "After preaching, you want to?" It's even good that she saw me after the preaching, because after the preaching, I was very hot. Then I told her, "I've come." Then he said, that, "Hey, my daughter." I said, "Yes, your daughter, Kara. What about her?" Say, "This day she's been coming to church, but I don't see anything." I said, "Madam, you will see pure water. Do you understand?" I told her, I said, you see, because this girl, Kara, how many Sundays do you have in a month? 4. She comes to church like twice in a month. And you are telling me you don't see anything. What do you want to see? What do you want to see? The person goes to school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday classes, and even Sunday classes. And the person comes to look at this 30 minutes I come to spend here. Then suddenly your life to change. You should become an angel. I'm preaching. This message, copy it and go and give it to your parents. It's for them. Look, obey them. If your father is a drunkard, that is the father God has given you. Obey him. If your father is a womanizer, you see, don't listen to things from other. Those of you that maybe your father and your mother are not staying together, you hear your mother telling you things about your father. Oh, papa down toro. Look, and say hey. Never try to solve issue between your father and your mother. Who are you to call your father and your mother for a meeting and sort issues out with them? Yeah. Da only mammy person me homo, yeah, with the dear and person me homo. Then you bring your chair. There is something, sit down. Father, come. There's something going on in this house that I'm not happy about. I've seen that you people don't talk. Yes, and I don't like that. It's affecting my academics. So right now, I want you people to come together, or I cease to be your child. You are a fool.
If you do that, you are a fool. Look, and sometimes you hear parents, and look, if your father is a drunkard, it's none of your business. If your father is a drunkard, it's none of your business. Look, if those of you that your father is a bank manager, God bless you. But if God says that maybe that is your test in life. All of us, our parents cannot be bank managers. It's not possible. There must be drunkards. Then who will be drinking the alcohol? There must be people's fathers. There must be people's fathers who should be drinking. Yeah, it is not meant to be so. Hey, Pastor Emmanuel, my father. Can you be my son? You know, some of you can't stay with me in the house for one day. You pack and leave. Do you see? Yeah. And so when they tell you story, your father impregnated me, then you have so much bitterness about your father. You don't even, some of you have maybe seen your father before, but you are angry when his father they say it reminds me about what he did to my mother. Nonsense. What reminds you about what? How old are you like that? Let's be serious here. So look, issues between your father and your mother has not, and you see, some of you cry, your father is in the household, but because of the things you have heard, your father has called you. Yeah. And you don't obey. You see, when you do that, two things. Number one, you will not do well. You will not do well. And number two, you will die early. Yes. Is this same Ephesians 6 I'm reading is there. If the Bible didn't say honor only your mother, he said thy father and thy mother. It's two. God bless you if your father is dead. That one is different. But if he's in the house, and then because they give you chicken in the house, you tend to like your mother. And then when you even go to school, and then some foolish teacher put on the board, write about your favorite parent. How can you tell children to write about their favorite parent? That your father and your mother, which one do you like best? What type of a silly question is that? Are you not instigating the children against one of their parents? Yeah. Even you cry, you have a favorite parent. Isn't it true? Yeah. It's true. Because sometimes says one of the parents that gives you queens all the time. Another one, the hair. No, yeah. You don't obey them. That is why they react the way they do towards you. Yeah. Number two, Anna. You have to close. Two, he said, Anna, thy father and mother. Anna, thy father and mother. Anna. To show Anna to somebody means that you give the person a high respect. Respect. Look, those of you sleeping now. If the assemblyman, even common assemblyman enters here right now, you straighten up. Yeah. Nabake Ayoko Butchi has come here. Oh. You see how you dress to church? You see how you dress to church? You just wear anything. The day they told you that you were going to march at Independence Square. See how you were Independence Square, bro. You went to buy new socks. You said that day you bathed three times before you went to match. High respect. You see how you go to church. Yeah, you go to school. 6 o'clock, you are in school. But when it is church, around 11, you have not appeared. 11, you have not appeared. It means that your respect has diminished. To honor. Look, learn to honor your parents. Every parent likes to be respected. If you can do these two things, you are here. You don't even know your father's birthday. You don't know your father's birthday. But you know Shatawale's birthday. I'll say it. You know Kwame Eugene's birthday. You can see confusion. You can see confusion. Silly. You know Stone
young boy's birthday. But your yeah, pata even patapa. Pata peasy, you know his birthday. By your father. Look. How many of you know that if it is your father's birthday, he's not thinking about a car? Look, if it's your father's birthday, you even buy him handkerchief. And you say, Daddy, happy birthday. Hey, your father will know that if my son can give me a handkerchief, then the day he grows and is working, he can easily buy me a car. This thing, it can turn your father's heart towards you. Direct. Hey, there is nothing that can take it out. Father's Day, when people are calling their fathers, happy Father's Day, as if you are blind, you don't know what is going on. You don't know your mother's baby. Your mother has given you something. You know, say thank you. You see, those of you, let me teach you. If your father buy you something, you wake up at dawn. Say, Daddy, I've come to say thank you very much for the socks you bought for me. I didn't even expect it, but it's very nice. And I promise that I'll take a very good care of it. God bless you so much. Do you think that your father will not be happy with you? But it's because of this thing they've taught you in school called rights and responsibilities in social studies. Oh, it is the responsibility of my father to provide my needs. It's the responsibility of my father to provide my needs. I didn't even tell my father to burn me, and I was sitting my somewhere and he burned me. You are a silly girl. Very, very silly. Then you say, hey, if my father get money, then he has means to chase girls. Is there money for you? If your father is chasing girls, is there money for you? You to go and get your money and chase angels. If he's chasing his girl, go and chase angels. If you have money. Hallelujah. So to obey them, to obey. These two things, if you can do it, your life will be better. Your parents will be happy with you. They'll be so pleased with you. Would you know to be pleased with somebody? Look, even if you go and misbehave and you come, your parents will say, oh, my son is not like that. My daughter is not like that. Any money you ask them, you will get. Look, there are people sitting down here who are using tablets. They didn't steal it all. Their parents bought it for them. It's not that your parents cannot buy tablet. Even me, as I'm saying, if I get angry, I can buy everybody here iPad. Oh no. No, yeah. But I'm not angry. Me, I don't get angry by heart. I'm not angry. Look at this chief elders. I saw him paying for. They have iPads. Elders of the church. You are still using New King James. The blue one. No, the blue. Yeah, you are using your mother's engagement Bible. Meanwhile, you are the last one. Your parents, they married about 25 years ago. Who goes to use the engagement, the white engagement Bible? Look. May your parents begin to like you. Yeah. I said, may your parents begin to like you. Yeah. They would look. When you obey somebody and you honor somebody, it's like a spirit. It pulls the person towards you. Preachers. Come to the book of Malachi, my last verse. Don't go. No, I have to go. Me, my house is far. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. Are you in the book of Malachi? None of you talking. Your husband is a patrol. Malachi chapter 4. Verse 5. Are you in verse 5? He said, behold, I'm closing. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I am the Elijah God has sent to you. I'm Elijah the prophet. Yes. And look at what the prophet is supposed to do in verse 6. He said, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. He shall turn the heart. You see, it's after this conference, I'll do another conference for your fathers. So that do must come. And the heart of the children to the right now. I'm turning your heart to your fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Yes. You think if you don't honor your mother, that's all. You'll be under a curse. Yeah, you are just under a curse. If your father's heart is far from you, some of you, you are one of the numbers in your house. Your parents, one day I saw, look, my siblings, we are four. Do you see? One day, yesterday I told you of a story that when they were sharing property, a certain woman said they should give me the papers. So in one of the papers I was looking into, I saw that my father wrote something. Then he wrote, my son Kolete Koli. Wow. I'm not the only son. We are four sons. We are three sons and one girl. But for him to write my son, then he wrote something that should be given to me. Your father, if your father is counting children, you will never count. You will never even know. You they will count you. Because you see, because people who obey, they tell them that they are the owners of the fridge. Yeah. Well, people are sitting down here, they have fridge. Yeah. There are people here who have fridges. Yeah. And they have flat screen. They determine what everybody should watch. Yeah. And they are even about to marry. Hey, Joel, you are worrying Emanuela. If you worry somebody, Emanuela is the one you are worrying. If you hear that somebody is called Emmanuel, run away from the person. Emmanuel, for moon, you better go and look for some Agnes and worry her. Ella, don't mind her, okay? Be nice to her. Hey, Emmanuel, for. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. If you can learn to obey your parents and honor them, their hearts will be turned towards you. Amen. I said their heart will be turned towards you. Amen. They will like you. Amen. I said they will like you. Amen. Yeah. If it is not your aim that your mother, your father should like you, you are doomed. Yes, you are doomed.
You
are doomed. But they will like you.
Amen.
If you go home, make sure you obey them. And you honor them. But madam, don't break my chair. But chair, no, is very distinct to, is dear to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will honor you. They will bless you. For your father to say you are blessed, blessings will follow you. In the verse 4 of Ephesians, 5 o'clock. The devil is alive. I pray the time will go back in Jesus' name. Look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. He said, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Look, one of the things common among fathers is to provoke their children. How many of your father has provoked you before? Those of you are not raising up, it means you don't have fathers. He said, and ye fathers, provoke not your children. Hey, fathers can provoke you. That's why you like your mother more than your father. So your father, do not provoke. Provoke is the process of removing your heart. But look, every broken relationship with your parents is being repaired right now in Jesus' name. I said every broken relationship is being repaired right now. Yeah. Stand up, I want to pray for you.
Close your eyes. Some of you don't want to meet eye to eye with your fathers. You don't want to hear your father's name. I don't know how old you are, but you just don't want to hear your father's name. But God is repairing that broken relationship. Lift up your hands and pray. Tell God to forgive you. As you have disobeyed your parents and they don't like you, pray. Don't look at anybody. Close your eyes and pray. God will hear you. Mando rabo shike melebe. Makatula basata labandi. Pray. Pray. Ask God to help you to do these two things. Ask God to help you to do these two things. Meko sandala bandi. Mando rabo shike melebe. Mato rabo sata laba. Mako rabo shike melebe.
When our backs were against the wall, and it looks as if it was over, you made a way.
We are close, we sing it and let's close.
I was standing only because you made a way.
Your hands. Nobody should move. Quiet. Lift up your hands. The Holy Spirit is here in our midst. And now, Father, you are our Father. May every broken relationship with our parents be repaired right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of disobedience, we cast it out right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that by the time we get home, may our parents see something new in us. May our parents see something different about us. And may this never be for today, but may it continue in the rest of our lives, Lord. I soak your children in the blood of Jesus. Keep them, O God. Deliver them from fear. Deliver them from accident. Deliver them from death. May none of them die prematurely in Jesus' name. I declare the safety of the Lord to be upon their lives in Jesus' name. And now any evil person that has turned himself into a kidnapper, may they never set eye on any of these little ones in Jesus' name. Nobody here will be kidnapped by anyone in Jesus' name. Father, let your blood keep them. Let your blood protect them. Father, I pray that you will be with them. You will be with them. Give them wisdom, Lord. Give them understanding. When they get to school, may they be fine 10 times wiser than their friends in Jesus' name. May the spirit of wisdom enter them. Take
take away the spirit of foolishness. May they never end up like the prodigal son that was eating with pigs. Lord, they will live a life that will become great. We thank you, Lord, for the conference. We thank you, Lord, that Lord, you have established this and it has come to stay. Amen. Next year when we gather, may you triple our number in Jesus' name. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the unity. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the oneness. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray thanksgiving. And everybody shout a bigger amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.